The next subject is it's longer than it should be, and I'm going to make it as short as I possibly can be, because it's about gas and gas drilling that we're all dealing with here on the lake. And I proposed to the board when we met last Tuesday night that I not try to put a position forward that dictates to anybody what you should or should not do. It is an individual decision as to whether somebody signs a lease and wants to do something, or they don't sign a lease and they don't want to do anything. But we do think that we ought to share with you a short history of what's gone on, the issues, what the controls are that are in place, and the concerns that we have as a lake association and our job to preserve and protect the lake. Having said that, I'd like you to bear with me as I read notes, because I'm not very good or intelligent enough to remember everything. I'd like to start with a short history. In this area, it started as much as 2 years ago with the early players, particularly a company called Nornu, who went around offering $25 to $50 per acre for drilling rights on properties. Some people signed those leases, particularly in Pennsylvania, and they are currently drilling under those leases in Athens, Pennsylvania. There were coalitions formed, particularly in northeast Pennsylvania, and a company called Chesapeake came into the fray, and Chesapeake came in offering $750 per acre for drilling and gas rights. The deposit area paid attention to what was going on in northeast Pennsylvania and formed a coalition. And they went to northeast Pennsylvania to listen to what was going on, organized their coalition, and as a result, their coalition garnered $2,411 per acre for the same rights that Pennsylvania gave away for $750 and $25 and $50. But the coalition did some good things for the town. One was that they incorporated in their agreements that no drilling would occur within 500 feet of any building, and they protected, because it was important to the economic community, the logging rights and the bluestone quarries that exist in this area. The Marcellus Shale Formation, which is the basis for this gas, is a unique thing. 36% of the Delaware River Basin is covered with this Marcellus Shale Formation. The Marcellus Shale Formation contains the gas for which everybody wants. There are two primary entities in control of the waterways in our area, and they not only control the use of the rivers, but lakes, ground runoff, and the aquifer that we all live on. They are the Delaware River Basin Commission out of Trenton, New Jersey, the Susquehanna River Basin Commission out of Harrisburg, Virginia, or out of Pennsylvania, rather. And the two bodies control the water supply uniquely for over 45 million consumers from New York City to Washington, D.C. The New York Reservoir System is the jurisdiction of the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. They are demanding a one-mile setback for any drilling around the six reservoirs they control. That will take out of play 500,000 acres of ground in this area. The northern Appalachia, which is the area we are part of, has between 168 trillion cubic feet of gas to 516 trillion cubic feet of gas trapped in the Marcellus Shale formations. To put that in perspective, last year, the whole of the United States consumed 23 trillion cubic feet of gas. You can see the economic issue that is generated by this gas. Now, as a sidelight comment, whether we like it or not, as people live in the lake, and concerns we may have about it, it will occur. And one of the things that we have to be careful of as homeowners on the lake is not to appear to the people in the town that we're the rich fuddy-duddies at the top of the hill that don't want gas to happen, and therefore we're restricting some of these people who will receive money far beyond their wildest imaginations that will secure the rest of their lives. We don't want to come off that way, but we do want to take positive action to ensure that the right things are done to protect the Quagga Lake. Some of the issues that come with this is that each well that is drilled requires 3 to 5 acres of cleared land. The process consumes enormous quantities of fresh water. The process is called hydraulic fracturing. Hydraulic fracturing means that they pump into the earth water, sand, and chemicals, and they pump it to a depth of 6,000 to 9,000 feet under the earth. For those of you that are concerned about whether the lake will collapse, it is impossible at 6,000 feet of drilling to cause any damage to the structure of our lake. Hydraulic fracturing allows not only for the lake to be drilled, well, to be drilled at those depths, it allows for what they call horizontal drilling, which means at certain depths they will stop and traverse a 640-acre circle under that well, or under our lands, to search for gas. One of the things that people are concerned about is that the chemicals they are pumping into the earth are trade secrets. They don't announce what they are. I have inquired to my satisfaction, and I suggest that you inquire to your satisfaction, that the chemicals are in fact a trade secret. They're not patentable, they're not copywritten, which means they're not going to tell the average human being, but they are required to share that information with the government. The Delaware River Basin and the Susquehanna River Basin have told me they are aware of the chemicals that they drive into the earth. There are some 245 of them, not all used at one time. They vary according to whatever they run into under the surface, but they have knowledge of what they are, and they manage that to protect the aquifer. Where was I? The reason they will not share with the public what the chemicals are and what the mix is because they consider that to be a competitive advantage, and they won't share the competitive advantage publicly, but they are required to share it with the governments. One of the issues is that when they do make a well to set the pipe, there is a continuous pounding at the wellhead. Now that continuous pounding can go anywhere from as little as 4 days till they get depth to as much as 4 weeks. The average is about 10 days. So you will hear, if they're building one, for 10 days on average.
24/7.
24/7. Okay. It generates tremendous amount of heavy truck traffic. They have to be brought up here, pipes and water, which require heavy trucks. It has a tendency to ruin the roads. One of the things that Dewey Decker and I spoke of is the issue that came with the Millennium Pipeline, in which when the pipeline came through, they destroyed roads that deposited put on the backside of the pipeline, and they went to the pipeline manufacturer and said, you are responsible for this. They made them take over the maintenance of the road and put up a bond to put the road back in condition, and that is exactly the position that he is taking, and I have called to the Broome County Commissioners to ask them to take the same position for which they intend to do. Which means that if they start coming up our roads to go to these back fields and they start to wear and tear on the roads, they're responsible to fix them, not our tax dollars. And they're required to put a bond up to ensure the roads are put back in the equivalent condition when it's done. And I assure you, that is about all you can do. You cannot put a weight limit on the road. For example, they'll run just more trucks at lower weights. And you have to have a weight limit for us to be able to get things up here, like trash trucks and the chestnut and the scotch to get the food and so forth. So there's a weight that's going to be given, and lower it to get lower weights on the roads won't solve the issue. The issue will only be solved by controlling how we manage through the county and the town the care and conditions of the roads while this is being done. The runoff of the byproducts of drilling, water, sand, earth, mix, and recovered water is a great concern. The rules for that, as I will talk to you in a bit, are controlled by the Delaware River Water Basin and by the Susquehanna River Water Basin.